This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise. Syphilis, for example, is making a comeback in cities with large gay populations. In San Francisco, public health officials have responded with a novel approach. And let's just say it is decidedly unromantic. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Here's an uncomfortable situation to think about. You've just been diagnosed with a sexually transmitted disease. It's obviously an embarrassing moment, and you've been informed by a clinician, a probable stranger. You may just want to get your prescription for an antibiotic and leave. But there's one other thing to think about. The Department of Public Health wants to know who you've been having sex with.
You can't just treat an STD in and of itself. You have to treat the partner.
Dr. Jeffrey Klausner is a director of STD Prevention and Control Services at the San Francisco Department of Public Health. He estimates that 80% of people diagnosed with an STD will leave the clinic promising to tell their partners, but because of shame or denial, they won't follow through. And that's only part of the reason why 7 years ago, San Francisco reported only 10 cases of syphilis among gay and bisexual men. Last year, says Klausner, there were 500 reported cases.
More than half of our current syphilis cases are finding their partners online. And of those that find their partners online, 80-90% are anonymous partners.
And so Klausner says, if the internet can be used to arrange anonymous sex, then maybe it can be used to advance partner notification. That's when a group called Internet Sexuality Information Services, or ISIS, stepped in. It created a website designed to let gay and bisexual men notify their partners that they might have been exposed to an STD and should get a checkup. Dr. Deb Levine, executive director of ISIS, points her browser to inspot.org, where she clicks on one of six e-cards to send to a sex partner's email address.
And it's hot pink and has neon lights and a very hot torso of a man. And it says, it's not what you brought to the party, it's what you left with. I left with an STD, you might have two, get checked out soon. It has a place for a personal message. And the word STDs, that's the default. It can be replaced by a number of STDs from a pull-down menu.
Very often, the email addresses are available because couples have used them to make initial contact. But Levine says 75% of these STD e-cards are sent anonymously, that is, without a return address. Others are sent with an optional personal message.
No email addresses are tracked. Even if they use their email address on the site, we have no database on the back end. We're not collecting any information. And we actually believe that is part of the reason the site has been so well accepted.
Since the site was opened in October, well over 200 people have used the STD e-cards each month. The average card is sent to more than two partners, and 50% of the people who receive the cards use the inspot.org website to get information about checkups. But one thing the website doesn't cover is notifying people that they may have been exposed to HIV. Carl Knapper is an organizer of the Stop AIDS Project in San Francisco's Castro District. He's also an advisor for InSpot.org. Knapper says, unlike STDs, HIV isn't curable.
And so when someone gets a diagnosis that they're HIV positive, they have to go through some serious counseling after they get that notice. So it was just decided that that's not something that someone should be able to casually send you a postcard or an email saying, guess what, I have HIV, you might have it too.
There is, of course, the possibility that the STD e-cards can be sent as pranks, but Knapper and Deb Levine of ISIS say they've had less than a dozen complaints about misuse of the website. And their record so far has attracted the attention of public health officials in other cities around California. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.